This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 26th. Hundreds of people have been arrested at universities this week as a wave of pro-Palestinian protests is rippling across the US.
Give me a reason why you're doing this! I go to the school! I have a right to be here!
Including at Emory University, where there were clashes with police yesterday.
Today's events shook the entire campus. Regardless of your political association, I think everyone was horrified the way that it escalated.
And USC has canceled its main commencement ceremony next month, saying there are, quote, new safety measures in place after nearly 100 people were arrested on campus there. At Columbia, the college where it all started, negotiations are continuing to try to get students to take down their encampment, and the university says there's been some progress. The Supreme Court doesn't seem convinced by former President Donald Trump's claims of sweeping presidential immunity, but it doesn't appear to be ready to give the Justice Department the go-ahead to pursue its case either. Yesterday, Trump's lawyers argued he should be protected from charges for trying to overturn the 2020 election because he was president at the time, saying prosecuting former leaders would impact their time in office.
That looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
But the Justice Department hit back at that argument, saying it would give former presidents protection from all criminal liability and they shouldn't be above the law. The big takeaway from yesterday's arguments is that the Supreme Court doesn't look like it's going to make a decision either way and could throw it back to the lower courts, meaning more delays and making it even less likely that Trump will face trial before November's election. TikTok's parent company says it won't sell the app, and that reports it was exploring that option are untrue. It's the first official response from ByteDance since a law was signed this week that included TikTok being banned in the US if it's not sold. US officials worry that because TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, it means Beijing could access American users' data. But some, like CNET's Bree Fowler, says if privacy is the concern, there are more effective ways to address it.
Pass comprehensive privacy legislation that would regulate the kind of data that all social media platforms and tech companies can collect on us. Even if TikTok goes away, there's nothing stopping the Chinese government from buying data and information about Americans from data brokers and other social media platforms.
The US military has kicked off construction on a temporary pier out at sea to help with aid delivery to Gaza. It's aiming to get up to 150 truckloads of aid through the pier every day as the dire humanitarian crisis continues. The military is teaming up with Israeli forces on the project, who say they'll provide a security perimeter, quote, over a fairly wide area where the aid will be offloaded. Coming up,
a lot of us felt that we were on a road to seeing a different America. This moment makes it feel like we were wrong.
Harvey Weinstein's accusers say his conviction being overturned is a betrayal.
Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you compare quotes from multiple local pros, browse homeowner reviews, and even book a service instantly. Angie's been connecting people with skilled pros for nearly 30 years. So the next time you have a home project, bring it to Angie to get your job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Accusers of the once powerful Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein say they feel betrayed after his sex crimes convictions were overturned by a New York court yesterday.
This today is an act of institutional betrayal, and our institutions betray survivors of male sexual violence.
That was actress and survivor Ashley Judd, who was among the first women in Hollywood to publicly accuse Weinstein of sexual harassment. Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction in New York was overturned yesterday, as the Court of Appeals found he did not receive a fair trial. But he'll remain in prison because he's also serving a sentence for sex crimes in LA. Me Too founder Tarana Burke says although she was devastated for the survivors, she also doesn't feel it's a step back for the movement.
So I want you to hear this. This is not a blow to the movement. It is a clarion call. And we are prepared to answer that call.
That's all for now. I'll be back with more news at 9 a.m. Eastern.